Joined by Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1911. Lady Lucilla Welton stood by the French window of the magnificent ballroom at Lord Armstrong's mansion in Belgravia, and hoped that no one would notice her. The ballroom itself was packed with the rich and famous from London society, and the long mirrors on the walls reflected the brightly coloured gowns of the ladies and the elegant evening dress of the gentlemen. It was the engagement party given for Ethel, Lord Armstrong's eldest daughter, and Lucilla realised that there were some important guests amongst the gentlemen, and many were members of Parliament and influential figures from the worlds of industry and finance. Her pale blue satin gown, bought especially for the occasion, was in the very latest French style, and it clung to her slim body in graceful folds, while a tight belt of velvet ribbon accentuated her slender waist. This gown was the loveliest she had ever worn, and Lucilla could tell from the glimpses she caught of herself in the mirrors that the colour showed off her shining brown hair and her huge blue eyes to perfection. But Lucilla did not know anyone at the party, and she felt shy under the curious glances of the dark-suited men who were milling around the edges of the ballroom. Some of these men, she knew, were from America, and were friends and associates of Ethel's fiancé, who was a wealthy financier from New York. "I should feel flattered that these gentlemen are looking at me," Lucilla thought, "but I don't know any of them. I'm just a country girl at heart, and so I really don't feel comfortable here at all." She watched the elegant society ladies laughing and chatting away with the gentlemen, and then standing up to dance with them, and she thought that they did not seem embarrassed in the slightest. Lucilla sighed and wished that she could escape to her home in the beautiful Dorset countryside, but this was impossible. For the last year she had been living with her aunt Maud, since both her parents had been killed in a dreadful and tragic accident while they were on holiday in the Swiss Alps. Aunt Maud had taken her orphaned niece into her London home and was making every effort to transform her into a London society girl, even buying the heavenly pale blue gown for her, and Lucilla knew that she should be grateful. It was just very hard to be happy when she missed her mamma and papa so very much, and simply longed to be back home again at their lovely country house, Wellsprings Place, which, she could hardly bear to think of it, was now up for sale. "Oh, I so wish I was back in Dorset," she groaned, "by the sea, breathing in the fresh air, listening to the birds singing." She blushed as she realised that she had been speaking out loud, and that a stout gentleman with a head so totally bald that it shone under the light of the glittering crystal chandelier had seen her talking to herself and was smiling at her. "Lucilla, darling." A tall girl in a white and silver dress was coming towards her, clicking across the floor in her pointed silver shoes. It was Ethel, the bride-to-be. Lucilla admired the shimmering dress, the skirt of which was so fashionably tight and narrow that Ethel could only take very small steps as she walked towards her. She was very attractive, Lucilla thought, with her white blonde hair and her pale green eyes, but at the same time there was something cool, almost icy, about her. "I must find a partner for you," Ethel was saying, and she took Lucilla's hand in her cool, slim one and tried to lead her away from the window. "Oh, no, really, I'm quite happy here," Lucilla replied, and she tried to explain that she did not really know anyone at the party and was feeling rather shy and a bit tired. But there was no resisting Ethel. "Don't be ridiculous," she said, tucking Lucilla's hand under her arm. "If you don't know anyone, that's all the more reason to get up and dance. You'll never meet anybody if you behave like a wallflower." "Oh, all right," Lucilla agreed, following Ethel, as she could see that the bald-headed man was looking at her again, and she did not want to have to speak to him. On the other side of the ballroom, a tall young man with dark hair was sitting on a sofa reading a book, and Ethel led Lucilla over to him. "Dermot?"